Blockchain-based digital art marketplace Calamint, which launched on Thursday, has raised its first investment from blockchain venture studio and fund Draper Goren Holman seed investment fund Amesson Capital. And NBSP. The funding amount was not disclosed. This is Draper Goren Holman's quo's first investment in an Indian startup and also in the digital art space. Billionaire Draper has been an early investor in startups such as Tesla, Skype, and Twitter. Through Draper Associates, he has bet on Bengaluru-based cryptocurrency exchange Unocoin. And NBSP. Los Angeles headquartered Draper Goren Holm was created in 2019 by Draper, Alon Goren, and Joseph Holm. And NBSP. Andlquo, we and Squo, re so thrilled to have Draper Goren Holm on board. With their team actively investing in the growth and development of the entire Tezos ecosystem, we couldn't and squo t think of a better group of investors to work with than with them, comma and requo, Sandeep Songli, CEO at Calamint, said in a statement. And NBSP. Bengaluru-based Calamint is the country and number 39's first digital art gallery, which works on a Tezos-based non-fungible token, NFT, platform. NFT refers to cryptocurrencies like Tezos which cannot be traded in parts or fractions unlike Bitcoins and Ethereum. And NBSP. Having an NFT platform to sell art digitally will also help artists put their artwork on a blockchain network, which will in turn safeguard the artist and Squo's work from getting copied or counterfeited, Sachin Jain, founding partner, Amesson Capital, told Tech Circle. The platform is targeted at a global customer base. Within 6 months of starting up, Amesson Capital has invested in nearly 9 startups in the Indian blockchain ecosystem, and NBSP, focusing on accelerating and incubating early-stage startups. On choosing lesser-known Tezos over Ethereum as a mode of trade, Jain said, Andlquo, the gas fee to transact ETH is too high. Even for selling an art piece with half an ETH, it is costing $80 to $100 per transaction. It doesn't and Squo, T makes sense for the artist. With Tezos, this cost becomes 3,000 times cheaper. Also, this is the first global NFT platform trading on Tezos. And Requo semicolon and NBSP. Minting on Tezos has been a cost-effective alternative to the overwhelmed network and serves as an affordable way for more budget-conscious creatives to leverage the power behind NFTs without breaking the bank. And NBSP. The launch is happening at a time when India is on the cusp of finalizing on its proposed parliamentary bill to ban cryptocurrencies entirely from the financial system. Jain said that keeping their options open, the startup will also allow fiat currency or regular currency to buy and sell art on the platform starting from third quarter of FY21. Andlquo, our vision is a decentralized, borderless and distributed future in which artists, entrepreneurs and everyone can transact freely, no matter where in the world they are. The Tezos network enables this and we feel it and Squo's our duty to amplify these opportunities, comma and requo, Alon Goren, founding partner at Draper Goren Holm, said in a statement. Andlquo, Sandeep and the entire team at Calamint built an impressive solution at the perfect time as Ethereum newcomers learn more about the network and have a hard time justifying the high gas and risks of failed transactions on the Ethereum network. While we crypto natives can bite the bullet and bear with a congested network, this will stifle mass adoption of new market entrants, and Calamint is positioned perfectly to capture that charge, comma and requo, Holm, founding partner at Draper Goren Holm, added. Calamint and Squo's debut today will be showcasing a collection from Makeyol, a contemporary artist from Paris, France with a background in design who exhibits his artworks in galleries around the world. Tomorrow onwards Calamint will open up to more than 50 artists, a small portion of those who have applied so far, to mint and sell their work in the marketplace.